Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Who picks the team at your club? They're the ones with power over players. In any club, any culture or society, there's always someone who has ultimate power. When Jesus was born, the Caesar of the great Roman Empire had the most power in the world. When he said jump, the world jumped. Caesar Augustus appeared to be the big name of the day. And Luke captures that. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. And it was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, another big cheese. And everyone went to his own town to register. So, when Caesar said little people had to go to their hometowns to register in a national census, those like Joseph and Mary had no option. They had to travel. And Luke shows us that they travelled. Joseph went from Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. Note, it's 90 miles from Nazareth to Bethlehem. So, if Joseph and his very pregnant wife walked at 2.5 miles an hour for 8 hours a day, they would have taken 4 days to complete that walk. Then, 4 days. Then when they arrived, the town was rammed with people. There was nowhere to stay. So they ended up sleeping in a stable. And Mary went into labour and gave birth to a son. And Luke records it. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger. There was no guest room available for them. Now, if you weren't listening to this edition of Game Day, and I'd asked you to name the Caesar during this period, or the governor of Syria, I reckon you'd have struggled. But if I'd asked you to name the baby born to Mary, my hunch is you'd know it straight away. So then, here's the question. Who is the big name of history? It's the one of whom we can now say that history is his story. Jesus Christ was born in humble poverty amongst cattle in a town 90 miles from the family home. And 30 years later, he was an innocent man executed by crucifixion at the command of another Roman leader. Can you remember that Roman leader's name? Pontius Pilate. But I bet if you did remember it, it's only because you attach his name to the story of Jesus Christ. Don't make the mistake of confusing secular power for definitive power. Neither your team manager, captain, nor chairman, not even your prime minister or king have ultimate power over your life today. No, the boss of the world this game day is Jesus Christ. And all of history is his story. Now, that's a manager to enjoy playing for today, isn't it? Keep your eyes on him right now, since he and no one else runs the world. Let's pray. Lord, please help me to know who really holds the power in this world, and let me enjoy having Jesus Christ as my ultimate manager. Amen. And finally, take a few minutes to pray for those at your club today, that God will open a door for his message, that your colleagues may know of Christ this game day. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.